Hey everyone, I want to look at Matthew chapter 7, starting in verse 13. Enter by the narrow gate, for the gate is wide, and the way is easy that leads to destruction, and those who enter by it are many. For the gate is narrow, and the way is hard that leads to life, and those who find it are few. Beware of false prophets, who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly are ravenous wolves. You will recognize them by their fruits. Are grapes gathered from thorn bushes, or figs from thistles? So every healthy tree bears good fruit, but the diseased tree bears bad fruit. A healthy tree cannot bear bad fruit, nor can a diseased tree bear good fruit. Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. Thus you will recognize them by their fruits. So remember, this is the Sermon on the Mount, in which Jesus is proclaiming, finally, the arrival of the kingdom of God. And the kingdom of God is about God coming close, inviting others to come close so that they can now produce in their lives a kind of goodness that was impossible before, a goodness that exceeds, as Jesus says, the goodness or the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees. That's what the Sermon on the Mount is about. So taking, for example, the issue of anger and brokenness in human relationships, Jesus is teaching a way of life. He is teaching practices that allow us to participate in what God is doing to bring peace and to bring lives that are transformed by the gospel, that are genuinely different than others. And as Jesus turns toward the end of the Sermon on the Mount, he brings the whole sermon to a focus, I would suggest, on this question. The question is this: do I intend to put Jesus' teachings into practice? Do I really mean to listen to what he's saying, listen to the contrast of his teaching with traditional ways of understanding the scriptures, and really receiving his message as a gracious message, and then daily putting it into practice so that I can participate in the kingdom of God? That's the ultimate question of the Sermon on the Mount. Will I do it? Will I receive the message of grace? Towards the end of the sermon, Jesus then turns toward a warning to those who decide not to put it into practice. He says, listen, this teaching, first he uses this image of two gates. There's two gates. One is broad and easy, and you don't even have to work to find it. You just go along through life and you'll find it, and it leads to destruction. The other is small and it's narrow and it's hard to find, and you're going to have to put forth effort. I think Jesus is warning against the religious status quo, just conventional church, conventional religiosity as we know it. Jesus is saying that sort of unexamined Christian life that is not putting forth effort to receive Jesus' teachings and put them into practice, Jesus says that will lead to destruction. He says the way of life, my way, my teaching, requires intention. It requires that really deliberate decision to say, Lord, I want to take your word as a promise, and I want to learn from you how to put it into practice. That requires intention, and it requires effort. It will not happen by status quo. It will not happen by drift. It will not happen by just coasting through life. Then Jesus gives a warning about false prophets. Now, in Jesus' day, the false prophets were those who were telling Israel that they needed to rise up and overthrow the Romans. There are different voices in our day, but notice they're false prophets. And what makes them false prophets? They say all the right things. They look good, but in actual fact, the fruit that comes out of their life is not the fruit that Jesus has been teaching about. It's not the righteousness that exceeds that of the scribes and Pharisees. Jesus says you can say all the right lingo, you can have all the right politics, all the right ideas, but in your daily life, you don't produce the kind of life Jesus is describing here in the Sermon on the Mount. When the mask is off, that's what matters. And Jesus is saying those people, when the mask is off, don't produce lives that are consistent with what I'm teaching. Finally, he uses, obviously, the image of the fruit tree. And this is, I might almost say, an obsessive theme in Scripture. God plants a garden in Genesis. In Psalm 1, the psalmist compares the righteous man, the good man, the blessed man, to someone who delights in God's teaching. and to a tree that brings forth fruit all the time versus somebody who's chaff blown on the wind. Jesus here uses the image of fruit. He says, I'm the vine, you're the branches. You are connected to me so that you can produce fruit. Paul talks about the fruit of the Spirit. This is just a repeated theme in Scripture. And all of it speaks to this. God is not looking for people with the right ideas. God is not looking for people who do good things. He's looking for a certain kind of person. And he says, if you believe in me, if you trust me, if you follow me, and if you learn to put my teachings into practice, I will graciously transform you into a different kind of person, a person who brings forth the fruit of the kingdom that I'm looking for. That's the message of the gospel. And it's interesting. It's a message of grace, but it comes with a warning. Follow my teachings and it will bring forth life. Don't follow my teachings and it will bring forth death. So may we have the grace of the Holy Spirit to really ask the question, have I intended to put Jesus' teachings here in the Sermon on the Mount to practice? And may we then make that intention and cooperate with his gracious activity so that we can become the kind of people that he wants in the earth that show the goodness and the character and the kindness of our Father. Amen.